Good morning, MGTOW men. Today, I'm going to show you how to make fake fucking ice creams, alright? So, in Australia, we've got what is called a Streets, that's the brand, and it's called a Pine Lime fucking ice, Pine Lime Splice, and it's got ice sort of sugary fat reduced ice cream in the middle, and you know, sugary fucking ice confection on the outside, and it's quite a nice ice cream except for all the sugar, and you can do without a lot of that in your diet, you know, you really can. And having a look at the fucking ingredients for this, basically it's water, reconstituted fruit juice, 24%, that's pineapple and lime juice. And it's got cane sugar, glucose syrup, and food acid, gelatin, flavors, colors. That's in the ice core, or in the ice sheath outer. And in the ice cream itself, it's dairy ingredients, which is buttermilk and or reconstituted skim milk, milk solids, which is powdered milk, cream, cane sugar, glucose syrup, maltodextrin, emulsifier, flavors, vegetable, gums, color, contains fucking whatever of whatever, and you know, milk, fat, just basically they're going to mix and blend the ingredients available, what's on the market and what's at what prices and what's it going for and all this sort of stuff, you know. So the first thing we can do is we can get rid of all those fucking dead end ingredients, and we can just basically reduce it to its essential nutrition, which is fruit juice, 24%, water, and milk products, basically powdered milk. That's about as easy as it gets. So, you know, following on from the commercial sort of recipe, what we have is, you know, lots of water, whole fruit juice, and that's pineapple, lime, lemon, apple, pear, or any other type of fruit or fruit juice. And for the non-citrus, which means lemons and limes and, you know, all the sort of stuff with rinds on them, basically what that means is you don't have to, all those whole fruit juices, which are, you know, fiber and all this other sort of stuff thrown in, you're going to have to juice those in a hand juicer or something. And for the rest of them, like apples, pears, kiwi fruits, fucking melons, watermelons, any other sort of thing, you can just cut them up, throw them in the blender, and depending on the strength of your mixture or the strength of flavour that you get out of the fruits, depends on how you like it and how much you want to dilute it with water. And what you do is that you then go shazam pow, you add that fluid, to that fluid you add a bit of fucking I use full cream milk powder, and that turns out pretty good, you know. And because sometimes where I live, fresh fruit can be a bit hard to get, and so one of the things I use, this is a no added sugar type ingredient. It's called Cotties Lemon Crush, no added sugar, and basically that's a cordial, and it's one of those things which has the sugar alcohols in it, which is these other sort of ingredients that they're not actually alcohol, but it's the molecular structure of the actual sugar. And what that means is the molecular structure of the sugar means that it's an alcohol, it's a sugar alcohol, not a intoxicating type alcohol. And that their main issue with those is if you have enough at one period, or strong enough or whatever, it'll go straight through you, because what that does is it causes the gut to absorb water from the bloodstream, and so you end up with basically with diarrhea if you have a lot of it. You know, there's those sweets that say may cause laxative effect, you know. But what this does is this gets you a lot of water, you know. This sort of mixture gets you a lot of water. It gives you some fruit for nutrition, and it gives you some powdered milk for nutrition, and it basically tastes like a splice or a pine lime splice, you know, which is the name of the ice cream. And you know, on a hot day, or if you're a bit fucking knackered, you can have a you can freeze it if you want to, or I just have it as a cold drink. It's basically kind of like having an ice cream without the huge sugar hit. And it's really nice. It's refreshing, and it's a good way to get fruit in your diet, and it's a good way to have a refreshing drink. So I'll leave that there with you, and blender in hand and all this other sort of stuff. So yeah, I'll leave it go there. Thank you very much.